Yep, here at the Rec Building in Uppsala, we have a petting zoo. The FFA is putting it on. We've got a bunch of animals, horses, cows. We have pigs outside, donkeys, bunnies, chickens, whole works. We do this every year. We do it in May, early May here. We put it on. It's a great event. We run about 400 kids through.
So, Eric, talk about the cattle you brought here. Looks like some cattle you've spent a lot of time working with, I imagine.
Yep. Today I have Odie and Garfield. They are our oxen in training. Because an ox isn't officially an ox, so it's trained to work with a yoke and over 4 years old. These guys are about 2 years old. So they're just big, docile brown Swiss steers right now, but we work with them at home. We try to do it about weekly to get them trained for the summer parade season.
So how long does it take to get them prime and ready for parade season, or do they have to get to a certain age? Or?
Well, you take them out in public as young as you can. You know, as soon as the first event after their calf and you want to make them an ox, you take them out, you halter break them, you get that done first. After that, you start trying to put yokes on them and pull them with wagons and lead them around through these thrashing shows and parades and whatnot, you know, wherever we can. Get them out in public is a big thing.
So, Eric, this is an FFA event. You were at State Convention recently. How did that go for you?
Well, State Convention was good. I didn't compete in ACEDs. I went to just morale support. So we dropped people off, and I wandered around, had fun, had a good time talking to people like I usually do.
So this year is one example. What other items, events do you guys do during the year as far as an FFA chapter?
Well, earlier this year, we put on donkey basketball. We had Dairyland Donkey Basketball come out, and we had a nice fun night out here trying to play basketball on top of donkeys.
You have a petting zoo like today here. Obviously, we're in an agricultural area, but still, you get a lot of kids who maybe are not, you know, would you say, able to see this on a day-to-day basis like other folks.
Yeah, it's a surprise that you would think out here that most kids would know, but some of these kids, they come out and they actually don't. It's kind of surprising with the people you'd think would know and versus people you don't. And we get a lot of help from the chapter here setting it up, from the agriculture kids, the FFA kids, and even some of the kids that aren't. That's kind of how I got my start. You know, I was just a farm kid, didn't know much about FFA, but the petting zoo was going on, and I had animals to bring, so I brought them and got rolled in that way.
Eric, talk about your guys' farm. What do you guys do? Do you have dairy? Do you have crops? What do you guys do?
We have a 60-cow dairy farm at home.
Your future, your senior, what do you plan on doing after high school?
I'm going to go to a technical school for industrial systems technologies.
So ideally, what kind of job would you like to see down the road?
Well, the first couple of years, I imagine I'm not going to get my choice, but I would like to wrap it back around to agriculture in the future. What that means, I'm not sure. If I come back, take over the family farm versus maybe working as an AI breeder or something agriculture related, a mechanic or something along those lines. We'll see where it goes.